You're listening to You've Got This, episode 204. Welcome to You've Got This, a weekly podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I want to remind you of a resource that I created about this time last year called A Seasonal Planning Guide. And this is a free PDF that you can download from my website. I will go ahead and link this in the show notes. You don't have to submit an email. It's not one of those kinds of situations. This is just a guide that I have put together to really help you as you think about heading into a new season. And as we go into a new school year, I thought it might be useful to remind you that this resource is available. And also, I think this is the time of year where we can really start talking about end of year goals as we enter into this last third of the year. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit today too. So first, in this seasonal planning guide, let me remind you what's in it. And if you're hearing about it for the first time, make sure to head over to my website and take a look. So first, it has some guiding questions to help you look ahead into the next several months, into the next season. And then there's a couple of worksheets to help you identify your current priorities. And this is broken out for academics who are in more traditional academic jobs. It's broken out into teaching, research, service, and professional development, but then there's kind of a blank sheet for choosing your own kind of bucket categories that you want to include there. And then there's a place to plan your goals across the span of the upcoming year. If you are trying to look out a little bit further, you can always adjust this later, and you certainly don't have to go the entire year, especially right now if that's not useful for you or you feel like there's just too many unknowns. But some people I know like to start planning their full year with the academic year and not necessarily with January. So that's in there if it's of interest to you. There's a worksheet to break down big goals into manageable pieces, which is something that I really believe in as a way to be motivating ourselves with projects and as a way to just help things feel less overwhelming. There's a template for a project-based to-do list if you want to use that. And then some reflective questions about how you plan to stay rested and energized amidst everything else that you have going on. So really, it's just kind of a series of tools to help you think through an upcoming season. And it can be used in any season. It is not specific to one specific season. And whether you set aside, you know, a few minutes here or there to kind of work through it or find a couple hours, you know, maybe with a cup of tea to look at this set of resources, I think it can be helpful just to give ourselves that reflective time. And I do feel like after talking with a lot of my colleagues and a lot of my clients that we aren't always getting that time to just kind of sit and think. And it may be just because that feels kind of difficult right now, but I also think, you know, it's important to carve out amidst everything else that's going on. So when you're thinking through the seasonal planning guide, if you decide to take a look at it, one of the other tools that I think is kind of helpful to think about, especially given this point in the year, is are there certain things that you're really trying to make progress on before the calendar year ends? And I think September is the perfect time to think about that because we are right at kind of the final third of the year, which means we have almost 4 full months to kind of make progress on things. And there is a lot of time to still kind of move things forward, even if there were some things that maybe got off track earlier in the year. So I still feel like there's a lot of time to be kind of devoting to these projects. And also it may be that we're far enough into the year and far enough into our current situation with COVID that you can start to kind of rethink some of the goals on your plate and maybe recommit to some things that you were hoping to do. That when things kind of got off kilter in the spring, it might have been a little bit harder to figure out what to devote your time and attention to. And maybe that's still hard. And so that's okay if you're not really in a place where you can do this. But when I was looking at the seasonal planning guide, it definitely got me thinking about some goals that I'll be working on through the end of this year. And so I thought I would share some of those just to give you a sense of what I'm really talking about here. So one of them I just talked about in a previous episode, which I can link to in the show notes, which is that I'm going to be studying for and attempting to pass my project management professional exam. And that is currently scheduled for the end of November. So that's a really great goal for this part of the year because I have a couple of months to study and then I need to hopefully pass it. And if I don't pass it, maybe I can reschedule it before the end of the calendar year as well. I'm also wanting to continue my yoga teacher training, which ends at the end of September. And I'm going to be talking about this in a little bit more depth in a future episode, but I did decide to sign up for the next level of yoga teacher training, which is a 300-hour. And I will talk a little bit about why, because that was definitely not my original plan, but then I got kind of hooked. So I'll talk about that in a future episode. I'll do a little bit of a debrief of the 200-hour and then explain a little bit about that decision. But it means that my study of yoga teacher training and yoga in general will continue, at least in a formal way, through about February. So there's a lot of progress that I can make on that through the end of the calendar year. I am also kind of tied to that in the process of creating a retreat event, a virtual retreat event for December. And this is the first time I'm talking about it. I am going to drop a link in the show notes so that you can sign up for like a waiting list if this is something that sounds interesting to you. I don't have all the details yet, but I think the retreat event is going to involve planning for the coming year. Potentially with Power Sheets, if that's of interest to you, which is a planning tool that I use. I can also link to that in the show notes. And it will be kind of a little bit of my debut with teaching yoga. So I'm going to include planning and yoga in a retreat period. I'm not even sure how long it's going to be. It will be at least a day, if not maybe a day and a half. I don't have dates. I don't have all the details, but it's something that I think would be really fun. And I'm excited to kind of start to bring together aspects of my coaching and what I'm learning about yoga into one space. So if you think that would be interesting, definitely drop your name on the waiting list and I'll make sure you know when I release more details about that. But I'm pretty excited about it. Okay, so a few of my other goals I'm working toward as the year is kind of coming to a close. One is I always set a revenue goal for my business, and the last, you know, third to quarter of the year is when I start to see if it's going to happen. And this year, I had a goal, and we surpassed that goal pretty early in the year. I feel like I'm setting some of these goals a little low because this has happened a couple of times in the past couple of years, and I probably need to be shooting higher than I am, but with the pandemic and everything else that was happening, I just wasn't really sure what things were going to look like. So I reevaluated that goal and shot for something higher, and we're within about $10,000 of that goal right now for projected revenue. So that goal is something I'll be working toward as we move to the end of the year. I'm also going to be working toward another kind of financially related project, which is paying down our mortgage. And this is something that my partner and I had some other financial goals that we were working toward, and we hit those goals this year, and then we were going to shift our attention to paying down our mortgage in a pretty aggressive way. And we just got to the point where we're ready to start doing that. So I'll be hopefully paying down a nice chunk over the next 4 months. And so that's something that is on my goal list at the end of this year. And then one of our other financial goals, which is hopefully going to be completed in this last part of the year, is some landscaping work. We are waiting for our HOA to approve some plans, and then hopefully that will happen in like September, October. So that's another kind of bigger goal that it'll be nice to kind of wrap up before the end of the year. The final goal that is really on my mind right now is one that I also haven't really talked about on the show because it's relatively recent. And that is that my job has shifted. And this was something that happened in the last couple of weeks because of some budget changes and things like that happening at my institution and within my particular unit. And I am kind of taking on more responsibility at work. And I will be moving from overseeing one team to having four teams kind of report into me. And so there's a lot of change with that, and a lot of things that I'm going to be learning and working on. And so that's something that is also part of kind of my end of the year goals, is to really like dive into that, feel really good about kicking that off, making sure that the newer people who are reporting to me feel really supported, and that we're able to make sure their goals are met if they have certain goals they're trying to meet by the end of the year. So that's something else that's really on my mind. As we head into these next several months, and there's still kind of a lot of unknowns about what's happening on our campus, like many campuses right now, in terms of our COVID response. We are currently still open and holding classes on campus, and there's some question about whether or not that will continue to be the case. And also, there's still a lot of questions about spring and what that term will bring. So there's some stuff just with like my day job that I'm thinking about a lot and making sure that I'm just being as supportive as I can be in this new role that I'll be starting officially kind of next week as I record this. So this is still kind of early September. So I would encourage you to think about, you know, is seasonal planning something that might work for you right now? And is it also maybe something that would work for you to do some end of the year goal setting? Because maybe there are some things that you really would like to devote some time and attention to and be able to prioritize right now. And it's a perfect time to really be thinking about that. So I would love to hear if you have end of the year goals that you're working on. You can always email me at hello@drkatielinder.com. You can tweet to me at @katie_linder. You can connect with me on Instagram at @katie_linder. Any way you contact me, I always love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.